I'm so glad that God can use us as women. It was said of Mary by our Lord after she had poured a very precious ointment on his feet that she hath done what she could. That means she gave her all. Could that be said of you? I'm so glad that Mary just did what she could. Now, we all don't have great talents and abilities, but we do have we can do what we can do. And we can't do everything, but there is something all of us can do. The widow who gave her mite in the temple gave all her living. And just think about all the millions of people who've heard sermons about her. And she gave her one mite, and yet God said she gave everything that she had. And even though what we have to offer God doesn't seem like very much, he wants it, and he can take it and use it. And I love that about our Lord. And then he wants to use us. And then, of course, we know the woman at the well. God saved a whole city because of her testimony. She said, come see a man that told me all that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Come see him. She was witnessing. She was being a soul winner. And that's all we have to do as ladies. It's just share with others what God's done for us. It's so funny about women. We love telling about a good bargain. And we will go to great lengths to go to a yard sale or a craft show. I know some ladies in our church that get up like at 6 a.m. to go to Metamora. And it shows us where our priorities are. We don't have any problem telling about the good deal we got at the store. And we don't even have a problem driving maybe 6 extra miles out of our way to go to a yard sale. And yet we won't take that time to go soul winning. We say we're too busy. I really don't have time. Or I'm too scared to witness. I wouldn't know what to say. But you just tell what God did for you. Just like you would tell about a good sale. And when we find a good sale, we have to tell somebody. I got this for $2 at Goodwill or whatever. And we like telling those things. Well, what about the deal you got when you got saved? I got saved, and God loved me, and he gave himself for me, and it cost me nothing. Now, that's a good deal. But God wants to use us as women. He made us different than men. We're tender. We're sweet. We do those little extra things. We're huggy. You don't see all the men hugging each other at church, you know, but we hug each other, and we get excited over different things. And God made us different. God also made us as women to bear children. I know some of you aren't even married yet, but it's a natural instinct to want to be a mother and to bear children. And so God's given us a unique ability with children that men don't have. So we can have a big difference in the bus ministry. Let's look at our points together. Make sure this is something that your husband has approved of and that you will be sure to obey him in the Lord and the Lord in caring for your family. That's 1 Peter 3. We need to be obedient to our husbands. We don't need to put the work of God before our husbands and our children. Yes, we want to be active in the bus ministry. Yes, we want to be active in soul winning. But our first priority, our first ministry, is our husband and our children. We all want to be the Titus 2 woman, that we might love our husbands and love our children. That's our first priority. That's our first calling. And sometimes we can get that out of balance. Now, you can do both. And that's what God wants us to do. You can do both. But don't let your ministry become a stumbling block to your husband or your family. Number 2, plan your schedule around your soul winning time or bus visitation. If you don't plan it, you won't go, because there's too many things that need our attention. Our house, we need to get groceries, we need to do this, we need to do that, and there's just too many things. If you don't plan it, you'll talk yourself out of it. You just will not go. I go every Saturday at 1, and there have been times when I've had soul winning and I'm the only one there. And my husband even sometimes would say, why don't you just quit and just go on your own and not have ladies soul winning? And I'll say, no, I need to schedule it. And that way, if it's scheduled, if someone wants to go, it's available to them. It helps me. I make sure I get my soul winning in, just like I do church. Church is scheduled Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We don't say, are we going to go to church this week or not? No, it's scheduled. It's the same way with your soul winning. I don't even question, am I going to go visiting this week? No, it's in my schedule. So you got to plan it and make sure it's scheduled. Number three, pray every day for your ministry. Pray for strength, courage, the Holy Spirit's filling. Confess any known sin that you might be a fit vessel for the Master's use. Pray for your bus kids by name and your bus captain. When you begin to pray for your Sunday school class students by name or your bus kids by name, it increases your burden. And as you're praying for them, you're thinking about them. And they become closer and closer to your heart because you're kneeling and praying for them every day. Make sure that you do that. And then number four, be prepared by having your purse ready with your tracts, your New Testament, your cough drops, your water bottle, whatever you need. That's what I always need. Look your best because you represent the Lord. When you come to a door and you want to look good, you don't want to look like an old hag, you don't want to be unprepared, you want to represent the Lord Jesus in a glorifying manner. Number five, keep your mind focused. It's amazing how we can talk ourselves out of going soul winning or be diverted. Remember why you are going. Realize that people are without Jesus and are under the condemnation of God to eternal punishment in hell without Him. Remember what you were like before you were saved. And that's John 3:18. How many of you have someone that you know is lost and you're praying for? I think we all know at least one person. Did you know that every week when we go soul winning and we're sharing the gospel and the Lord gives us someone to be saved, that we may be the very answer to someone's prayer? I went out with my daughter Heidi, and we got to lead a lady to the Lord. And it was on that day where it was like 0 degrees. And everybody says, what are you doing out here today and everything? And I told Heidi, I said, I know God brought us here so that lady would get saved. And you just wonder how long someone else has been praying for her. And then another brother Tony, our assistant pastor, was out visiting. And he met a family from Lancaster, California. And they said that someone from Lancaster Baptist Church had knocked on their door out there. And now they've moved here, and someone from Lifeway had knocked on their door here. Don't you know somebody's praying for those people? That is too unusual. Two soul-winning churches have knocked on these people's door. Now they haven't got saved yet, but somebody's praying for them. That soul winners would come to their door. That is exciting. I want to have that kind of a heart. I want to realize that every door I knock on is somebody's sister that they might have been praying for years. Somebody's mother. Someone's child. A wayward teenager that someone's been praying for years. We don't know what we're doing when we're out. So we need to be careful to make sure that we are doing it, and that we know why we're doing it. We're doing it to save someone from the pit of hell. Remember what you were like before you were saved? I was lost, just like that word says. I was lost. It was like I was walking around down here, not really knowing why I was here. And I was a teenager, and I was, you know, going to school, doing my homework, eat supper, you know, watch a little TV. We used to watch Mannix. How many of you remember that old show, Mannix, detective show? And then we'd go to bed and do the same thing again. And I remember thinking, Cassandra, is that all there is to life? Just go to school, eat, homework, Mannix, do it again the next day, you know. And I remember thinking, why am I here? Why am I here? Do you know there's other people that are feeling the same way? And when Jesus came into my heart and my life, I began to understand, Patricia, that I was made for the glory of God. How exciting! That'll put a spring in your step. And to understand that Jesus would never leave me and that he would love me forever. And that is the good news we get to share. Why don't we go? We need to go and be faithful and stay with it with these bus kids. Hang in there. They need to know God loves them and he has a home for them in heaven. And number six, be prepared to witness. Memorize some approach questions and a soul-winning plan. What's the most widely used soul-winning plan? The Romans Road. How many of you know the Romans Road soul-winning plan? Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23. If you haven't learned a soul-winning plan, memorize one. And you think, but it'll sound canned, it'll sound memorized. But the more you do it, it's coming from your heart, and it'll get easier and easier. If you don't have something memorized, you'll fumble through the whole thing. It would be just like I was getting up here to teach this lesson with no notes. And I'd be saying a bunch of dumb stuff. So we need to memorize something. We need to have it, be well prepared. Be prepared to witness. Memorize some approach questions like, hi, I'm Patty, and this is my friend Donna, and we're out visiting from Lifeway Baptist Church, and we're inviting people to Sunday school. And we have a bus that comes through here at 8:30, and we was wondering if you would like to ride our bus to church. Or you could do it another way. Sometimes people say it's important to go to church, but the most important thing is that you know for sure you're on your way to heaven. And there's different approach questions, but memorize some of those. Be prepared and so that you'll know what you're doing. If you are not a lady that likes to talk, keep going anyway. You can stand there and pray with the lady who does like to talk. Or you can keep the dog at bay as she talks. Or you can drive the teenagers around to make their visits. Our youth pastor sometimes has all these teenagers come soul winning, come to buses, and nobody has their license yet. And he has to take them from place to place, and he doesn't even get a chance to talk to very many people. A lady could do that. You could do that. A lady can drive the teenagers around and be a blessing. So if you can't talk, if you're not comfortable talking, or you're just not there yet, you still can go, and you still can be a blessing and a support. And then, where am I? Realize Jesus is with you. Number seven, realize Jesus is with you. And there's many verses that say that he's with you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Jesus is always there. And it's not you if they reject you. It's they're rejecting Jesus. So don't take it personally. Just understand it's Jesus. It's not me that they're rejecting. And then number eight, don't be afraid of making a mistake or being asked questions. You will make mistakes. I used to get so upset when I'd make mistakes. I would cry after we would visit. I'd say, oh, I blew that one off. And I had a trainer. Her name was Kelly Johnson. She'd say, it's okay. You'll do better the next time. And I'd call my parents and I'd say, Dad, I said this and it was so stupid and I messed it all up. And one time I even started praying out loud because I was nervous. I'd say, Dear Jesus, help me. Out loud I said it. Yeah, you know, I was so nervous. And, you know, you just say all these stupid things. One time Donna and I were out and it was freezing. It was like 10 degrees below zero or something. And I said, hi, my name's Patty and this is Donna. What's your name? And the man said, it's cold. And I said, well, Mr. Cold, if you were to die today, are you so stupid. I mean, you just make dumb mistakes. And, you know, you just laugh about it. We still laugh about it. And then one time I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and I said, I have an important question. Can I use your bathroom? And she started laughing. But you just, you're going to make mistakes. You just will. My dad gave me some good advice that I have kept with me because I'm sort of a sensitive person. My dad told me the only people who don't make mistakes are people who do nothing. That helped me so much, Heather. I thought, well, you know, he's right. Those are the only people who don't make any mistakes. They just sit around and do nothing. So I'm going to keep trying. I'm just going to go again. And if I blow it, I blow it. And just be faithful. God will bless you. Don't wear your feelings on your sleeves. Keep going. Number 9, be more concerned about being a help than everybody liking you. Serve as unto the Lord. Everybody will not like you. I had to get this in my head right off as a pastor's wife. I wanted everybody at Lifeway to like me. And they didn't. But I just said, who cares? I'm going to be me. If they like me, fine. If they don't, fine. And you just die to self. Just forget about your feelings and love everybody. If someone doesn't receive your love, there's someone else that will. And I'm so glad I got that in my head. And just keep loving people. You'll never run out of people to love. And if you're rejected, there'll always be someone else you can love. Number 10, smile and be friendly. Shake hands, greet the visitors, write down each child's name as they get on the bus. Keep good records. I'm sure your bus captains have record books that you have to write down their name and their ages and so forth. But make sure you keep good records. That's important. A lady can do that. That's something us girls can do. We can write the names and we can smile and say, hi, good morning, I'm glad you're on the bus, and we're going to have a great time. There's just something about a spirit of a girl that's different than a boy. And that's the difference a lady can make. 11, reach out to others by remembering their birthdays or making a meal or sending cards or notes. My sweet little Heidi Rose, she's my second daughter. She likes to write letters. And she would write her bus kids. And she would write some of the church kids. And you know, God blessed that. And they loved getting her letters. And I wrote little Patrick a letter this week. He's a beginner in one of my classes. And he's been trying so hard to be a good little boy. So I wrote him a card and sent it in the mail. And his mom said, he slept with it every night since he got it. And it just means so much to a child to get something in the mail. It's different than handing it to them. They just love getting something in the mail. So those things don't cost a lot, but you can do it. Okay? And then number 12, a woman might be asked to lead the bus with songs, choruses, or memorizing scripture. How many of you have had to do one of those before on the bus? Okay, very good. That's pretty fun to do that. There's lots of ways you can do that. One way you can memorize verses, you blow up all these balloons and you write a word on each balloon and then have a child pop a balloon and then see if you can say it without that word until there's no more words and then see if they can say it. Let's see, what else did I have about memorizing scripture? Oh, you can say it in your big, deep daddy voice. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now let's say it in our high little lady voices. For God so loved the world that... Now let's say it in our regular voice. Or you could do southern style. For God so loved the world that he gave his... Let's say it tapping our heads. For God so loved the world that he gave his... Let's say it tapping our feet, for God, so let's say it clapping. There's many ways you can teach the Bible verse. So we need to be ready to go. If the bus captain needs us to do something, let's do it. A lady can do those things. And then be positive and excited. Don't be a wet blanket. Have the spirit of Joshua and Caleb. I mean, on Saturdays you go, you sign up all these kids, and these parents say they'll be here. You drive up to the door, and what happens? Silence. No kids. No parents. No lights on. Nothing. Or they'll get up and say, we're not coming. And they just told you yesterday, we'll all be there. We'll be ready. What your flesh wants to say is, can you believe that? I can't believe they did that again. That's a wet blanket. Don't throw your wet blanket out. Don't put out the fire that's in your heart. Just say, well, we'll try again next week. Or the kids, you know, get on the bus and they're just rascals the whole day and you just want to kill them, you know. And you just want to say, I don't know what I'm going to do with that kid. And you want to complain. Let's not complain, but let's live on the bright side. Number 14, be especially considerate of mothers with babies or small children. Patricia, stand up. I'm going to brag on Patricia. I love this girl. She is so excited. She loves the bus ministry. I teach the ladies Sunday school class. Here comes Patricia. Her hair's sticking up everywhere. She runs in my class. She's got this baby in her arms and a diaper bag, and she says, Miss Daddy, this lady wants to come to your class today. And I said, great, Patricia. She said, now, I'm going to take her to the nursery. Do you have any instructions for the baby? What's in the diaper bag? And she was so careful with the mother. She made sure the mother was settled in her class. The mother was thrilled to have someone help her. You know all the stuff you got to carry with babies and stuff. Patricia was helping her. Thank you, Patricia. I was so proud of Patricia that day. I wanted just to say, every bus worker, look at Patricia. You know, she was so pumped about that lady rode her bus and wanted to come to my class. And then she was so careful in taking care of her and her child. I was so proud of her. She was thinking of everything. Asked about the instructions with the baby. The baby was thrilled. She loved Patricia. And I was just so proud of her. And that's what we need to do. 15, make sure the people that you are responsible for are taken to class and comfortable before leaving them. And then pick them up promptly. Now, you teenagers, sometimes we want to talk to our friends. And we don't want to go get our bus kids. But go get your bus kids. The teachers have had it. They're tired. They need to clean their room. They need to go get their own kids out of the nursery or whatever. Go get them promptly. Don't be dawdling around. Number 16, give your own unique love. Make cookies, bring lollipops, be creative with bus themes, with games or prizes. You know, us girls, we're more creative than boys. And we can just think of all kinds of fun things to do. That's the blessing of being a woman. We just work different than men. And we can just think of all these little creative things to do. We can make up treat bags. Boys don't do stuff like that. And we just think of all these silly things to do that really can make your bus route special. And then number 17, keep your eyes on Jesus and remember your labor is not in vain. Hebrews 6:10 says that God is faithful. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. God is watching everything you do. And He won't forget. Just like Trent here from our youth group. I almost forgot about Trent. And here he is. An adult man now serving God. God was not unrighteous to forget what we did in those days. And I'm going to give you a few ideas. Trent isn't here yet. Here's some best ideas. Have a mystery worker. Before you pick up the kids, pick out one of the workers that's going to be the mystery worker. That worker's going to pick the best girl or best boy. And when the kids came on, you say, one of us is the mystery worker. And they're going to pick out which girl or boy is the best one today. And they're watching all the workers. Which one's watching me? and they're trying to sit up and they're trying to be good. Something else you can do is have a teddy bear that's your quiet bear. And if they're being extra good, they get to hold the quiet bear all the way to church or all the way home from church. That's a fun thing to do. You can have a bus cheer. Working to make our Lord number one, the sunshine bus, we'll get it done. And you can just make up all kinds of crazy things with your bus. The sunshine bus is the best bus, and have them yell it out the window or whatever. And have a bus theme. The sunshine bus is where the sun is always shining. That's their theme. And have a bus verse. You can have the biggest muscle contest. You know, get the boys up there. You know, feel a muscle, make over a woo and all, and all that kind of thing. You can play school to fill in some time. Everybody get out your English books and just pretend. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Everybody's singing it. And okay, let's put away our English books. Now let's get all our math books. 1, 2, 3, and just count to 50 or whatever. That you need some things sometimes just to fill time. So they're not jumping all over the place and fighting and doing all these crazy things. You can do finger plays. Here is Grandpa's glasses, and here is Grandpa's hat, and this is the way he folds his arms and puts them in his lap.
Here is Grandma's glasses, and here is Grandma's hat, and this is the way she pops her hands and puts them in her lap.
And, you know, you get them doing all these crazy things. Have a bubblegum blowing contest. Have a blessings bucket. You give them all a piece of paper, and they have to write a blessing that they've had this week and put it in the bucket. And then say, now Brother Steve's going to pick out a blessing out of the blessing bucket. And this one's from Lori. And her blessing is, and then read the blessing. You can play all kinds of games, such as pass it up. Pass it up is just this side against this side. You call out an item. Safety pin. They pass it up. They can't throw it. They have to pass it up. And you just call out different items. A red shoe. A black hair. A watch. Whatever. And whichever team wins gets to get off the bus first. Okay. And then over and under with a ball over the seat, under the seat, to the front and the back. The toilet paper game. You hold the toilet paper and they can't break it all the way to the back of the bus and then back. And, of course, we can play I Spy, or I call it Bumblebee, Bumblebee. I see something you don't see and the color is red. And then they guess whatever you see. My mom was a van driver and a bus captain. She always got those big Hershey bars. And she would just have us all put a number in a hat, and she'd pull the number out. And somebody would win that candy bar every Sunday. Of course, I wanted it every Sunday, but I didn't get it. But you can tell I got it a few times. Okay. Something else you can do is, if they can say the Bible verse, you could have a snowman or an airplane or whatever picture on this window. If they say the verse, then you move it to the next window, and the next window, and the next, till they get to the front. And then whichever side gets their boat or their snowman or whatever picture you have to the front first, their team wins. They get to get off the bus first. Okay, you can play Bible drills. There's all kinds of things you can do to fill in time. Any questions? Okay, I hope I've been a help to you. And let's just be faithful and not quit, okay? Let's pray. Brother Trent, will you pray for our class, please?
Sure. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to learn about the buses and learn about school. I pray, Lord, that we'll take everything we learned today and we will use it to help our bus be more effective and our school winning more effective. Lord, I thank you for all the speakers today, Lord. Lord, I pray that you give them wisdom, and I pray, Lord, that you'll give us wisdom to take back with us in your name. Amen.
Amen. Have a great day.